I very much appreciated Madan Mohan's opening comment, where he told us that if we watch an initiation, or if we take part in initiation, at that time we can in some ways go again through our own initiation. We can again relive these moments where we came to the sacred fire to give our commitments on the spiritual path. We can even feel the same excitements which are in the hearts of the new devotees who get the initiation. I know, because we are in the Balkans, and in the Balkans we are Balkanskis, that we just want to know what's a new name, and then when we know the new name, we are satisfied and we go home and eat a little, and life is as usual. I want to encourage you to not only come because of this curiosity. Let us take our Madan Mohan's inspirations seriously, who said for him it is really like going again through this moment. It is also something which is not, I feel, which is not just restricted to the disciples of a particular guru. I think it is for all of us, and we can think like this. I always like to make this very clear that these are universal principles, not just limited principles, and also these are have universal esteem for us, and not just that all here are the Sachinanda Swami group, or here's the Radhanath Swami group, or here's the Indadumna Swami group. No, it is we all consider ourselves disciples of Srila Prabhupada and servants of the ancient Parampara. It's something of a bigger concern for all of us. So I know that in the initiation ceremony there are a few sections through which the pujari takes us, and one section, I think this is how we start, is the purification. So Simanta Devi will explain to us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Now we make Achaman together. You take one spoon in left hand and take few drops of water. After I chant mantra, you repeat every word. After I finish, you take spoon, put some drop of water and take this mantra, Om Keshavaya Namaha, and again Om Narayana Namaha and Om Madhavaya Namaha.
And I want to thank you, Srimad. See, if you want to do it really good, put the water inside, like Simanta Dvip will show us, and then you're supposed to speak the divine names towards the water, and the water, as the, you could call it an Informationsträger, that's a German word and doesn't say much, it carries information. So then you have informed the water, Om Madhavaya Namaha. Then you drink it. Then the water goes through your whole body, and then you are all Om Madhavaya Namaha inside. You follow the idea. This is why we say it's purification. We just, this is such a wonderful tradition. We just totally spiritualize our existence. I just wanted to say these are not meaningless rituals, and now you know the meaning of this little ritual. There are millions of things which will happen, but we will forget when we hear too much. So, so the holy name purifies. That is the idea of this ritual.
Mm-hmm. I guess we gently repeat everyone. Om Apavitra
Apavitra
Pavitrova
Yeah.
is the first initiation and the second initiation. Some devotees receive the Harinam initiation, and the others the Brahman Gayatri and all the other Gayatri. This is a very important part in a devotee's life. It is one of the important ceremonies which helps people to move into a new phase of their life. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, Krishna. Yes. There are many descriptions of initiation ceremonies in our scriptures. These descriptions always make it clear that it is a beginning, an auspicious beginning. When a person becomes really eager and understands this material world is not everything, and in fact it is misery giving, at that time the person looks for an alternative, the alternative which a spiritual tradition points out. He hears about the kingdom of God and becomes enthusiastic about it. After he has heard about this sweet prospect, this possibility of the spiritual world, a question comes up. The question is, how can I go there? By which means can I attain the spiritual world? And at that time, he goes to spiritual teachers and asks for the right sadhana, the right practice, or the right means. There will be information given about the right practice, but at one stage, when there is a stage of an acceptance, you know, not just hearing it, but accepting this, yeah, this is my path. At that time, the candidate or the person goes to a spiritual master and asks him, please accept me as your student. The first stage in spiritual life is Shravanadas, or just listening or hearing. And the second stage, which is very, very important, is not only Shravanadas, but Varandas, or accepting. And this means to accept a spiritual master and be accepted by him. Now today, we will perform such an acceptance ceremony. I will be acting as a humble disciple of my own spiritual master and will serve, so to say, as a connecting link with this ancient tradition, Mahabharama Gaudiya Vaishnavasam Pradaya, a very wonderful line of teachers in which I am very fortunate to serve because of the mercy of His Divine Krishna, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I will introduce you to a process, but I just need to see my youngest daughter. Arjuna, oh Arjuna, willst du dich nicht da hinsetzen, da kannst du alles sehen? Und noch ein bisschen schmieren? Ein bisschen schmieren, okay. Gut. A very important question comes up when we obtain the means or the sadhana, you know, for the first initiates it's the Harinam, and for the second it's initiates it's for those who receive second initiation, it's the Gayatri Mantras. A very important question comes up. My question is, how will this process work? I'm getting the process, but how will this work? And at the time of asking this question, also a doubt will come into our mind. The doubt is, well, has this really worked for you know, the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? You who are not initiates can ask yourself, has it worked for me? Is the process working for me? In this book, which is my birthday present for all of you, Broken Names, this question is arisen. There is one person, his name is Vishwambar, who says, who comes to his Guru Maharaj and says, Guru Maharaj, I have a doubt. In fact, I have two doubts. And these doubts eat away my life. My first doubt is in myself. Will I be strong enough? Or am I strong enough? And the second doubt is, I hate to admit it, and it brings tears to my eyes. It's the doubt in the process which you teach all over the world. This is Vishwambar speaking to his Guru Maharaj at Govindakund, at the site of Giriraj. I don't see many success stories. In fact, the success stories are so minimal that I'm absolutely discouraged. This is how the book opens. The first, you can find this in the first chapter. It's a heavy doubt. Doubts in oneself and doubt in the process. And there are many wonderful answers to his questions given from Shastras, from scriptures. But I believe here I want to say, you know, Gaura Kripa Swami, that's the guru, asks Vishwambar, the doubter, tell me one thing. Will fire always burn? What do you mean? I want to know if the process will always work. And Vishwambar is a little perplexed by the question. He didn't expect such a question. And then the guru answers, fire will always burn if the wood is not wet. But if the wet, but if there's wet wood, it will not burn. In the same way, the process of Krishna consciousness will work if one is not wet. But most of us are wet with offenses. There are 10 offenses which steal away, like professional thieves, the results of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And if you want to chant living names and not broken names, if you want to be that your spiritual life is alive and not broken, then you have to learn to avoid the 10 offenses. You have to be as careful of the 10 offenses as you are careful of a deadly disease which can come and take all the life out of you. Now the first offense is the disrespect towards those persons who give us faith in Krishna. Those devotees who go around in the world preaching the holy name, we should never disrespect and offend them. We may discuss with them, and we may say, this is difficult for me to understand, but we should not have that malicious attitude to offend them. This first offense is the mad elephant offense, and it is given in order to give an analogy. When there is a garden and a little plant is there, but an elephant comes in to this garden, then there is no chance for the little plant to grow. In fact, it will be trampled and killed. So the first offense is an offense against a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. You know, it is a very, very dangerous spiritual life. The second offense is a little bit difficult to understand because it has two sides. The second offense is to think of demigods like Shiva as if they were independent from Vishnu. And then start to worship them as if they are independent. But the second offense also means, according to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that you do not understand that these devatas are connected with Vishnu and then disrespect them. So either to worship them as independent from Vishnu or disrespecting them because you think they're that fool Shiva, you know, who is, you know, like this, like it is sometimes done in immature spiritual circles, then that is also an offense. The third is to neglect or disrespect the guru. There are two forms of the guru, the Samasti guru, who is Krishna himself, it's the sum total, it's the guruship, and then there's also the Vyasti guru, or the individual guru, who acts as the teacher, the protector, and the well-wisher of his disciples. The fourth and the fifth offenses relate to the sacred scriptures, the Vedas. That is, you either disrespect the Vedas in some total, or you disrespect an instruction which they give, a glorification of the holy name, and you think that is very much exaggerated. One name taking away all sinful reactions, what an exaggeration. It's like a selling proposal to get customers, you know. You know, the guru is like the father, and the Vedic scriptures are like what?
Mother.
You know everything. How can you take birth if you disrespect your father and mother? If you disrespect, if you disregard the father and mother, you know, then you have no connection to father and mother. How will you take birth? So in your spiritual life, you should respect these two. And this is then we come to the sixth offense. To concoct some mundane explanation of the holy name. And the seventh offense is to use the holy name as a means to neutralize the karmic effects of sinful activities. Essentially, it is committing sins knowing and on the strength of the holy name. The eighth offense is to compare the chanting of the holy names with other auspicious activities which are described in the Vedas. The holy name is really the king of all processes, and the other processes are like ministers or servants to the king. So when you chant the holy name, you have really everything. The ninth offense is instructing the glories of the holy name to the faithless. This is really like throwing pearls before monkeys. What will they do with it? They will just eat it. If you talk in great confidential detail about all the glories of the holy name, that will not be good. Because ignorant people can only make trouble. and so on. But what you can do, and this is very important, you can take a Harinam party, go with Gokulendra to the marketplace of Zagreb, and chant with good sound the holy name so that the ignorant people can hear the sound vibration, the Harinam Dvani, the sound of the holy name, and get purified. And that you can do. And the tenth offense, now the ninth offense also sometimes means to show inattention to the holy name while you chant it. At the time of wandering, the monkey mind may make this offensive. Would you like to know a simple practice how to avoid this offense?
Yes.
Because this is sometimes said to be the root of all other offenses. They all grow out of this, just like a tree grows out from the root. Inattention. It's really the beginning of all other offenses. Prabhupada writes in the teachings of Kapila that when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, first you address Hare. So when you chant, you should bring, this is the skill or the little technique which helps you to avoid inattention. You should bring all your attention to the first Hare and do that for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then you will see a switch in your mind. It's really like as if a switch makes click, and this switch in the mind is that all of a sudden the mind stays with the entire mantra without going there. Please do try it. I know that most of you will forget this when you leave this room, but if one person remembers this, I will consider this initiation ceremony a full success. Whenever the mind goes, that you bring the attention to the first Hari, and you do this repeatedly, and it means again and again, back to the Hari, and then it stays. The tenth offense is the sum total of all others. It means to really keep things as they are, to continue a life of material attachments and not develop attachment for chanting the holy name. We, that means Gaurahari, myself, have done our best. Gaurahari just in one lecture, but I have done this, tried to do this over the years to impress upon the disciples. When you take initiations, you should be sure that you can keep the chanting alive in your life. And I would humbly but urgently suggest to all of you who take the first initiation, when you go home, when you start your life again, your normal life again, then try to change something in your life. Use the strengths which you have from the sacred initiation to go forward in earnestness. You will see strength is available, but if you don't point your little boat in a direction, the wind of strength will not carry you forward. It is like, you know, imagine they have sailing boats, and now wind comes. It was a windless summer day, and the boats were not moving forward. But finally, some wind comes from the east. Wouldn't it be the greatest misfortune if those who are on the sailing boat don't lift their anchors and stay at the place where they are? It would be very unfortunate. So when wind comes, when good auspiciousness comes, you need to point your boat in the right direction. And I would encourage those who sit here to do that, to take the strengths which are available and not keep things as they are, but move forward in good ways, in ways which are not how do you say, unattainable, which are proper. Good. So these 10 offenses are to be avoided when we want to make advancement in the chanting. This is something important both for first and for second initiation. Please think about this, and if you want to read about them, they are in this little book called Broken Maids. Hare Krishna. And then we turn to our second initiates. You have a wonderful chance with the Gopal Gayatri Mantra. I really want to inspire you to do something extraordinary. It's very simple and pleasing. Please read the book Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There you will find in great detail a description of what the mantra which you are getting today can do for you. It is a wonderful description of one sadhaka who receives the same mantra which you get now and who goes by the strength of that mantra back to Godhead. And please read this book. It is very fascinating. It's very inspiring. And you will find a lot about this here, that how to do that. Second initiation has been discussed variously. Srila Prabhupada has always said that the second initiation everything gets very serious. He said first initiation is easily given, second initiation is not so easily given. In fact, he said towards the end of his life that he suffered such illness because the temple presidents needed brahmanas and suggested to him unqualified devotees for the second initiation. And he said this must be immediately stopped. I remember this and I was shocked because I had the second initiation and I decided to become, my God, I have to be very serious with this. See, there is a secret with this mantra, with the mantras that you get. When you become negligent, like unfortunately many of our brahmanas have become, in chanting the mantras at the proper time, and then the personalities of the mantras will leave you disappointed, and it can take a long time before they come back. At that time, when you become negligent in chanting them, your mantra will be seen as a burden. You don't chant it with joy and taste, because really no one or nothing is there. You just have the alphabets and so on. So please be careful. I will tell you something which I do, which I don't know if this is something for the camera, but if I say now please switch the camera off, then everyone will get the audio recording, so I will say it now. There may be situations in your life where there is just no time. There may be like that your father dies, or you are in an accident, or this is or something, you know. Then try to at least mentally chant the mantras quickly. You can chant them in a less quantity, 2-3 times. I'm saying this is the emergency thing. This is not regularly done. But try to become mindful of them, and even chant them just one, you know, we chant them through 10 times each mantra. Then you chant them through 2 times, 3 times, whatever. It's so important to chant them all the time so that they don't leave you, and then you have only the empty shells of the mantra. I feel this initiation is given at a crossroad of times. Those who have studied the movements of time have said that we are in a very interesting juncture means where things come together. Already since quite some time, there is a time when the golden age touches the dark age, the Kali Yuga. And what this means is that we live in a time where there is a possibility to go very deep, very fast, to really become very desperate. And I saw this happening just 3 weeks ago to one devotee who was very dear to me. All of a sudden, that devotee was so moody that one couldn't recognize the poor devotee any longer. And there was a dark shadow, a shadow of the darkness in the eyes, because it's Kali Yuga. But to all of our amazement, who saw these devotees, within a short period, it took only an hour or so, the devotee turned completely in the opposite direction and became totally under the influence of the golden age. We live in an age where there is choice, and the choice will decide things very quickly. It moves so fast, the times. And it's not only that the material times move fast, you know, everything faster, internet connection, more fast food than you can imagine, you know, fast this, fast business, fast... Oh, Krishna. Now they want to develop a jet, imagine, which flies you in 20 minutes from Frankfurt to Sydney. This is the idea of Kali Yuga is Rajagun, and it gets more and more and more in it. So you can really go on a fast train to darkness in Kali Yuga. But my dear devotees, it's equally possible to go on a super fast train to Krishna consciousness. It's an opportunity, and it's amazing. It is amazing to see how people do this. I want to close by telling you from our last yoga expo, which we attended, one person came to me who had built 3 slaughterhouses and maintained 3 slaughterhouses. Do you know what that means, a German slaughterhouse? It's not like a Croatia, you know. All of Croatia can fit in one German slaughterhouse. It's so big, you know. Yeah, it's really big, real places of sin. So this person came to me with tears in them. He came for the first lecture and he just watched me. Then he came to the second lecture and said, "Can I speak to you?" He was a well-dressed short man. By the way, he said it. I knew if I will say no, he's a strong controller, you know. I said, "Of course, what can I do for you?" He said, "Can I say it?" I said, "Yes, you're free to say what you want. I made 3 slaughterhouses and maintained them." Then I remembered, yes, there was such a man, and I had heard already about him. Then I got a book of Prabhupada, he said, and I didn't follow the book. One morning, one day I wanted just to go into the waiting limousine to go to eat somewhere, and somehow I said to my secretary, you go, I have still to do something in my office. So I went back to my office, and the secretary went instead of me to the waiting limousine. The moment he stepped into the limousine exploded and ripped him apart and everyone else in the limousine. It was a planned assassination made for me. And he said, can you imagine that you have to live with the feeling that someone was killed instead of you? When this happened to me, I realized that I had become not only responsible for the sin of this person, for the life of this person, my secretary, who was killed by my assassinator, but I had also become responsible for killing all these innocent creatures who went into the three slaughterhouses. And I decided on the spot, I will follow Prabhupada's books. I can't ignore them any longer. This was a wake-up call. This was meant for me. And I can only pray now, may Krishna forgive me. Then he looked at me and said, do you think Krishna will forgive me? And I said, I will think about it, but I want to invite you, come to the sacred space seminar in Switzerland, and I hope I have the answer at that time for you. My dear devotees, we live in a time where this man very quickly could choose, I stop all this, I become a devotee, he's a vegetarian, he chants 16 rounds, we have to look at him if he is still serious in 2 months, but I think he is. I hear good reports. This is the time in which we live. You can turn around and you can do something wonderful. It's the strength is available. The blessings are available. The mercy is available. And I really request, especially those who are at the initiation today and those who take part in the initiation in an eternal mood relating this for themselves, for all of you who are present here, I request that you think, how can I move ahead in my spiritual life? I'm not suggesting any unrealistic austerities. I'm not suggesting any unrealistic goals. I'm not suggesting anything which will disappoint you in the future. I'm suggesting to look for something here at the festival which encourages your heart and gives joy to your spiritual life, and to take that little gem with you and make a practice out of it. Maybe you like Ujjashri's kirtan and like to sing with Ujjashri. Then you can start, get a CD maybe, and sing in your home with Ujjashri. Maybe you like philosophy. Then you can take some determination to read the Bhagavatam, or maybe this, maybe that, something, and you can turn around and use a great opportunity. I want to now request that all the devotees to bless those who are taking initiation. You may ask, wow, I can't bless. This is not for me. I'm Namani Osava. I'm so Namani. You have no idea how Namani I am. No, you can also bless. What you can do is you can go deep into your heart and find good wishes which you have for the young ones, for the young boys and girls who take initiation, and bless them. So we will do this now. A moment, let us go into our heart and the same pair of devotees who start their spiritual path. Now kindly raise your arms in the sky. Very loudly say, Gaur Premanandi! And one more time, Gaur Premanandi! Third time, Gaur Premanandi! If you feel some blessings, So now, Srimati, if you please guide us, we are ignorant, what should we do?
You should invite them and give spiritual name.
Okay. We will start with Bhakti Ani. Please come. So, Bhakti Nani, your name is the best name. It is Anadi Radha Devi Dasi. The name of Srimati, the name of Srimati Radharani, Anadi means Radha who has no beginning. Our next devotee is Arjuna here? Maybe get some young. Kann ich tragen? Ja. Wir warten dann. The next devotee comes, you may not know her, she is a wonderful devotee from Russia, Bhakti Julia. Your name, Julia, is Janani Devi Dasi. Janani, is a long E, is the name of Srimati Radharani. It means the mother of all. Next devotee is Bhakti Natalie. When we are into the when we are at the initiation fire, but what if the day comes in Singhachalam? So much service, oh, 16 rounds. It is possible to chant 16 rounds even when we have a lot of service. We just have to reserve time. We have to plan it like all other services. Morning time is good time, for instance. But you will make it, there's no problem. Your good name is Nalini Gopi Devidas. It is also a name of Radharani, so she is a gopi, Radharani, so Nalini Gopi. We will now go to Bhakta Reto. So, dein erstmal, was sind die Feeling?
Kein Fleisch, kein Reiz, keine unzulässige Sexualität, keine Berauschung und kein Mitspiel.
Minimum
16
Jahre. Your good name is the best name. It is the name of Lord Balaram. Rohini Nandan Das. So, the next devotee is very special devotee, Bhakta Gerard. You have the signs of the love all over. May they never leave you.
What are the four rules of regulation? No lease of sex, no meat, fish or eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, and no chance of females. Okay.
Your name is Govinda Ramda. Govinda devotee is Bhakti Irina. Your name, as ich sage in Deutsch, dein Name ist Yashomati Devi. Yashomati is the name of Mother Yashoda, Mutter Yashoda. Yashomati has a very, very interesting preaching program. It's die Frauengruppe. It's something where ladies, soft-hearted ladies meet, and they have maybe each month they have discussions on Draupadi and her qualities, and many ladies, also those who come for the first time in contact with Krishna consciousness, benefit from the motherly affection of Yashomati. This is very motherly. Her little boy is also here. Kannst du dich ja mal umdrehen, dass die Geburt von Arjuna. Next devotee, very nice devotee also, is Bhakti Nika. Thank you. Bhakti Nika seems to have her own fan club.
No eating meat, fish or eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex.
How many rounds?
Allowed to chant a minimum of 16 rounds daily.
Wonderful. Your good name. is Nitya Kishori Deepda. Nitya Kishori Chyama Gori Nitya Kishori. Yes. Nitya Kishori. Maybe everyone will sing your name. The name of Srimati Radharani, it means whose form is eternal. Good. And the last devotee for this, whom we have not forgotten, is Bhakta Philippe. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Principles that I commit to is not to eat meat, fish, and nuts, not to have illicit sex, not to not to intoxicate, not to gamble. And I commit to chant the minimum 16 rounds every day.
Congratulations. Your name is Gaur Govinda. Say that was the most difficult name to find for me. I went through different names. You know, and finally it was just such a difficult birth, it was not coming. Then I had one name, but that one name didn't fit one aspect of the personality. Then another name, but the and then finally I said, I give up now. Krishna, you have to. I mean, he's a devotee, he's your servant, really. Will you please help me? And then all of a sudden, Gaur Govinda, what else? Yes, what else? So, Gaur Govinda, it's the name of Govinda, Krishna, who has appeared as Lord Gauranga in this fallen age to spread Krishna consciousness around. And I think, yes, there can be no other name. It is really the right name, in the sense that the name should match the personality, but it should also encourage the personality, because we are sometimes a little living in self-referral. We think about us a lot, but when we think about, for instance, Sachinanda, it's so nice, you know, or Gaur Govinda, it's nice, we will get encouraged and inspired. And Prabhupada wrote about this, that at the time of death, he might think, oh, Govinda Ram, what did you do? But just by singing, chanting Govinda Ram, the path is clear. So it should be a very happy that you all got your second and your first initiation, not the second. And I'm very tremendously proud of you that you have found the desire in your heart and the commitment to dedicate yourself to devotional service. This is a very auspicious day for you, but not only for you, for the whole Vaishnav community. We feel strengthened and encouraged by your example as well. Yes. Oh, some people see great value and want to give their good life, energy into spreading Prabhupada's mission. It's a happy day. It's a good day. And by some arrangement, you are here in the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga. It's Lord Nitya's appearance day. There are a lot of blessings for you, and I wish you all the best, and I wish that the devotee community will take care of you and inspire you and really carry you, help carry you through your life back to Godhead. There will also be 5 second initiators. They will get their mantras right after the initiation up in the guest room. They'll wait for you. I will read their names, and then I request all of you to send your blessings to them as well. It is Padmavati Devidasi, Krishna Rupini Devidasi, the happy couple Ananda Mohini Devidasi and Prem Kishore Das, who got a ticket. Imagine. I mean, Emirates, that's an airline, donated a ticket for them just to come to the initiation. No, honestly, donated. Maybe they didn't know it's for the initiation, but Krishna would and inspired the Emirates to just generously donate a ticket, and not from Zagreb to Zadar, but from it's all in Croatia, but from Christchurch to Munich. That's one time around the planet almost. Krishna really cared for you. And then we have the wonderful devotee also from Switzerland who's doing Pujari service. His name is Maripriya Das. These 5 devotees get second initiation. Let us all raise our hands in the sky one more time and say, Go, Prema!